Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Yeah, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Umpa Lumpa. I want you to get me an Umpa Lumpa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Umpa Lumpa now!
Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever.
Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities.
That's true.
Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... Next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Previously on the Satirically Challenged Show.
Chris, I don't know if you know...
Sitting on...
Where we are. Bills. Lots and lots of bills.
Yeah,
I mean,
on.
This must be... It must be what it feels like to sit on a gold mine.
I think the FBI... We're going to jail!
Oh, come on. Fuck go.
Right.
It wouldn't
right.
be the FBI.
Right now, we're not fucking around.
Oh my god! Oh!
Jesus!
Okay.
Fuck you, where is the... Huh?
What?
Green Hood!
The fuck?
Green Hood?
What's up,
I
guys?
You,
okay. How did you get here?
Well, it's a fun story, you know. So, here's the deal. I was chilling at the bar, right? And
yeah. Someone
started talking about this book online, and it was about Trump, and... It was like the bestseller, so I was like, holy heck, I need to go to the Barnes & Noble. So I go all the way to fucking Barnes & Noble, and this dude is the last one, and
wait,
I bought this
wait,
motherfucker
wait.
For this book.
Okay,
dude!
What's it say? And below the hair.
Donald Trump. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
Because of my genius, okay?
I love the Mexican people because more people are in this country right now illegally than ever before.
Because of my genius, okay?
I love the Mexican people. I will build a better wall and I'll build it for cheaper and Mexico will pay, if that's your next question.
Yeah, how do you get Mexico to pay?
Because I love the Mexican people.
They're not sending you that have lots of problems. They're not sending you. They're bringing drugs. They're not sending you. They're bringing crime. They're not sending you. They're rapists. They're sending people at the border.
Is
they're laughing at us.
That's
stupidity.
That's exactly what this fucking... Okay, seriously, guys, you have no idea what the fuck I just went through, okay? After dealing with this guy, I got thrown in an insane asylum. I ran out here. Ooh, seriously, why am I even here? Where did I come from?
I need some help here.
Where are
you?
What?
My ass is full of tranquilizer darts. I need help.
Green Hood saves Red Hood Andreas from the safe, and Pink Hood magically reappears. Green Hood also fights to get the last copy of the top-selling book, Fire and Fury. But will Fire and Fury continue to bring in the hype circulating around Trump's dysfunctional presidency? What off-the-charts madness will he and his administration come up with next? Stay tuned in tonight as we continue to reflect on the American nightmare. God help us all.
God help us all is right. I mean, honestly, if I didn't think it could get any worse, it just did. I mean, what's worse? You tell me. Pink Hood, what is worse? What is worse?
What's worse? DACA, for sure.
DACA is definitely worse. The fact
and the little baby egotistical maniac in office.
No. He's just a side item. Fact is, it's that.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? I mean,
he's a bit unstable. He wants to make nice. He wants everyone to get along and have kumbaya, but yet, how could you? And wants people to work together, but yet there's just the one major problem. She's been denying
that?
It, and yet people can say denying. He's denying certain things he said, denying anything or trying to deal with his good old DACA and blaming Democrats for not working together.
But what do you think about this? I mean, the fact is that, you know, it is, okay, DACA, border wall, right? Mexican immigrants being taken from this country that were originally here. Back a couple of months ago, we discussed about a dreamer who was basically taken because not only was he Mexican, but he also had a disability. That made news. That was in November. Okay. That was in November. Since then, there have been plenty of people who have been taken from government offices, and yet they can't really seem to understand that what the the thing is that they're saying temporary, right? Okay, since then we have to understand that people with disabilities were being taken advantage of, specifically dreamers are specifically being taken advantage of. And then, if that's not enough, we have other news which we'll get to. We're going to unload it. If you didn't hear at the top of the show, we did have Driz do a little as heard before with the first episode and second episode and now the third episode.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and
that
everything
was awesome. But,
yeah.
Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. But the fact is you're in Mexico. So, you're near the border wall, right? I think. Yeah. What can you see? What can you see?
A lot of chaos. I see a lot of cars. A lot of chaos.
a lot of cars and a lot of chaos. Nothing remotely resembling a taco stand, right?
I don't see any taco stands around here.
You don't
I came
see any
down
taco
here,
stands? Yeah?
I came down here for a taco.
You came all the way to Mexico for a taco.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, that's dedication. I mean, honestly, you know, I would have thought that the Mexicans would have revolted with their own taco wall. You know, you'd have tacos for days. But
I need my tacos.
Forget you
about
need taco your
box. Tacos.
Real but,
tacos. The real Mexican
see,
tacos.
Exactly. But if they deport every person
mm-hmm.
who had a taco stand, do you think, on the flip side, we would never get our tacos?
We would never get our tacos because all the Mexicans prepare the tacos for us.
Mm-hmm.
With what oil, Driz? With what oil do they prepare them with?
With what?
What oil do they prepare them with?
With canola oil.
Wrong. Peanut oil.
Canola.
Peanuts.
Canola.
Fine, they'll just do a half and half. One will die, and one will get the actual thing that they wanted.
Either way, I'm getting... Came out here for tacos, and I ain't even leaving without tacos.
But the fact is that, you know, back in the U.S., the GOP in DACA, it's still up in the air. Why? Because they're unwilling to shut the government down because of the fact that over a damn border wall. And our idiotic president wants to eliminate the diversity visa and wants it to be a merit system. Now, here's my complaint.
How does this even work?
It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't.
Somehow,
I mean,
our president doesn't seem to understand that this country is built on immigrants, and if you deport all the immigrants that live here in America, you're going to lose business.
Right.
The business, a lot of money, and then we go back to a financial depression like the one that we're in 2008.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's going to crash down so hard.
I mean, the fact is that we'll be in a recession so hard that even the Bushes, who are now in Texas, and their government ranch will go, I thought we did this. I mean, it'll be so bad. And the fact is that the Democrats want to shut down the government over amnesty, over all border security. Now, let's get this straight, all right? The border security wall starts in Arizona, I believe, right? And then goes through the entire town. Now, what a life it would be to be living by that wall. Security cameras everywhere, you know, the Homeland Security choppers going off, you know, all because
they're
of a president. Yeah,
they're uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. But yet they're happy. They're happy. Because they're in that land, but they're not happy because they're having the resistance with the U.S. It's the same thing with Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Give and take,
right.
Except the fact that a FEMA truck can't even fucking get there if they even had a hurricane like Katrina. You know,
mm-hmm.
Fact is that there have been 18 government shutdowns since the modern budget process in 1976, right? Gerard Ford was the first, and Barack Obama was the last.
Right.
And in between there, the fact is the government was shut down was 16 days. And that was back
and
in
then
2013.
They had to get a budget.
Oh, no. I'm wrong. Sorry. Correction. The most it was shut down was 21 days.
Right.
And you're going to tell us, a disabled news comedic journalist, that we're going to shut down a border wall or shut down a government because of a border wall? Are you nuts?
And also not funding key programs.
Right. Okay, President.
He's a big
okay.
baby.
Right, exactly. You just took.
He doesn't get his way, he shuts everything down.
Right, and you just took the mocha, and that was one page of recognition. Now,
mm-hmm.
for a second, we'll get to this in another show, but the doctor who examined you, I really don't believe he has the right credentials. And if somebody is willing to challenge that, by all means, contact us. We have an email. Okay? It's listed on our website. Go ahead. Contact us. Because guess what? We do care. Plain and simple.
We
care.
See what's going on. We're not blind by this stupidity. And
right.
And also senators. A senator is being told that he didn't hear things right. I'm sure that
So
Durbin,
let's add this up.
Knows what he heard.
But let's add this up. You know, Dick Durbin, okay, honest Dick, right, was roommates with Bernie Sanders, right? I don't know what Dick is, so I can't identify him as a Republican or a Democrat. But I can say
he's a
Dem. So two Dems in college living together and having no justifiable evidence to say they're wrong. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? So you're
and
gonna tell
multiple,
us.
And there's a lot of people on different political
spectrums,
senators' Facebook pages,
showing
how much they're pissed off and basically saying, "Hey, you're going to? Did you smoke? Did you drink the Kool-Aid? You can't
I mean, this is not.
Off.
This is not This is not the person who invented that quote, time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not.
There's enough
Jim Jones.
Senators that are
this
getting...
is not. No, this is not Jones Aid, okay? This is not the Jonestown Massacre, okay? In which 909 people died in the 1970s, specifically 1978 in November, mm-hmm. the coldest
right.
month of the year, next to January. But fact is that honestly, you know, if you drink so much Kool-Aid and just, you know, it's almost like pass the pitcher. Right? The pitcher, right? And the pitcher keeps refilling itself magically. There's a problem.
Right.
Right?
And when no one wants to admit that there's an issue, everyone seems to forget that.
No. Everybody wants to forget, Pinkhood. Everybody wants
right.
to forget. It's like a Driz,
yeah.
you can chip in. I mean, from Mexico, you can chip in. So, I mean, what do you think? What's your, I mean, while you're eating your taco, what is your, and munching on your Mexican coke?
Well, first of all, I gotta say that the taco that I'm eating right now is super delicious. Thank you, Mexicans, for your delicious creativity in the tacos. And
I mean, listen, listen. There are people who brought their trade to the United States but aren't allowed to show it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know Californians. You know how a lot of Mexicans live in California?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Deportation.
Yeah. Exactly. Deportation.
It's a very serious and heartbreaking thing because, you know, these Mexicans, they work so hard for their families. But yet...
And they have families here, too. What about that Michigan family where father was here for like 30 years and just got deported?
I heard about that this week. I heard the report, and it actually made me tear up inside because this man... He's a hardworking man, supports his family, and now he's got no other choice but to head back to Mexico, his birth country, all because of this role. Oh, Mexicans are illegal. They're seen as illegal aliens, so they can't stay in our country. That to me is just erasing what our legacy as America stands for.
Yeah. It's
right.
Only going to give the United States a black eye.
It's
going to leave the United States with a black eye, that's for sure. And other with foreign affairs. It's not like he hasn't already started to do that.
Yeah, I also see this as a major economic impact because Mexicans, they're the ones that like to take the jobs that most Americans wouldn't like to have.
Yeah.
They work in low-wage jobs.
They do.
Right.
But so do we. The fact is that people with disabilities are the same pay grade as illegal immigrants. Even
they face worse. They're worse off than
in general,
Mexicans, they
tend to work in positions that normally most Americans would cut and avoid.
Farming.
Farming, architecture, gardening, fast food restaurants.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Taco stands in America. Especially in
California. I mean, the fact is that there are gardeners, there are this, there are hired help, there are this, there are that. But they have
things. What if there have been families that years ago, before even this man got into office, that were here illegally? Before DACA was DACA. 1920s, 30s-ish. Would that mean that family or those families will be considered what he is trying to say or do? Because there are families that have been in that position.
Yeah. But
families have that position. But somehow they've always been able to get the help that they needed to avoid getting deported. Extension of certain laws, including with DACA. DACA back then compared to its eradication.
Right. It's eradication, but it's also eradication by subjection. And by numbers.
True.
And the fact is that if they're gonna
if someone was in that situation and was the byproduct of that, would they be looked down upon that their family members were in? And I'm just saying because if he's trying to put it out like that way, so then you're pointing out families that have been here for years and decades. true.
Right.
They could be in jeopardy if that really, if they really wanted to do it. I know that's a big stream, but you kind of have to wonder. Because everyone comes into the United States illegally, legally. It doesn't have to be one group, one nationality either.
Most immigrants,
right.
Like some immigrants, if not all immigrants, they come to America in search for a better life and get to go and to start a new life and to give birth to children that hopefully their children will get to learn and get to grow from the wisdom of being in a country that has such high values.
Right.
Children that they're born in America, immigrant parents, so that way they can live better lives and
right.
know what the American dream is all about. But this new law, it'll be hard for that to happen.
Right.
It'll be impossible
oh, yeah.
for of unity or any form of
yeah.
the American
but
or whatever.
I don't think.
And he has to mention that he called, let's kind of forget his racially motivated comments that is leading to,
his prejudice.
Pushes prejudice agenda along with now is making international affairs go a bit, bonkers.
Loony.
Screwy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because,
and
with this, it's going to have major ramifications for African countries and also anyone who he lumped into with the insults, anyone he insulted who's looking to come into the United States.
Right. And the fact is that anybody who's looking to come into the United States, right, there are more people coming up in this United States who are young, who are entrepreneurs, who, you know, who do stuff, right, every day. And then they have this turned on where their parents are getting deported because they're Mexican? Is that a bit racist? Of course it's racist. But you can't
and then
get that.
There are certain we can't forget the certain politicians who just want everyone to forgive and forget what was said. The damage was done.
The damage is done. I mean,
it's irreversible at this point.
At least in until we get a better person into
office,
exactly. You know, and
I don't know if you guys have watched Cory Booker's speech the other day.
Oh, what did Mr. Booker say then?
He basically condemned Kirsten, I forget her last name, but Kirsten's
Gillibrand.
Kirsten Gillibrand.
Yeah.
And her answer when it came to defending Trump's remarks.
Right.
When he said that African and Haitian nations were shitholes. Shithole countries.
Yeah. The fact is they're not shithole countries. They're the most beautiful countries you've ever seen. I mean,
some of our smartest immigrants come from those African countries and Haiti.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Basically, students come to America on visas. Students on scholarships. Smart ones.
Right. And the fact is that, like, it's just fucking stupid. I mean, sorry that we couldn't provide any comedy to it, but it's stupid. Because
This is not a subject you...
We can.
You can,
you know,
bring comedy to.
However, you know, there are other stories
we
get to.
We can talk about the Smithsonian, and the Smithsonian now has an exhibit that offers a design. It's a design, the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian of Design Museum has a disabilities exhibit, which offers
The Cooper Hewitt is in New York. So, New York, go and see this exhibit. You don't have to be in Washington to go see a Smithsonian exhibit. And might I say, I've been there, or James has been there, and it's quite beautiful. We travel in different circles. You must understand. But
and a lot of it is in New York.
And they show about.
I do believe they're free to get into.
Yes, for the most part.
But then you have to pay in some museums.
Right.
So that depends on what museum you visit in New York.
Right.
City.
Exactly.
Usually the Smithsonians are free to get into.
Yeah.
Admission.
And this is all about access and ability, which will go through September 3rd. So if you're in New York City, go and see it.
It's, you know, fantastic that they're doing that.
And it actually focuses on design and fashion and function and functionality.
Of a wheelchair. Brilliant.
No, of anything. There's safety bars, eye-catching shower caddies. These are all assistive technologies that they're showing.
That's very
cool. That help people live independent lives.
Right. Very
Which
cool.
I look at it as more museums could be really taking a look at this exhibit, and it's in partnership with the Mayor's Office of New York and People with Disabilities,
which is friends of the show, and we totally support this. It's fantastic. I mean, fact is that why shouldn't you? You know what I mean? They are a wonderful organization. Go to their page, tell them we sent you, and definitely get on. Tell Victor Calisi we say hi. Fact is that we love him so much. However, fact is that a number of good companies like OXO and Target and Velcro slides and stuff like that are making it more
more accessible
to live, and that's fantastic. You know, there's an AdhereTech smart pill bottle that lights up. There's a signal that will give to a caregiver's phone when it's having medication. There's a lithium level spoon designed for studying, even handing to a person who isn't holding it. There's so many things. Fact is that what the future holds for the show is that it will likely travel beyond New York, so the future venues and dates have not been confirmed, but please look out for it in your town and city and tell them we sent you, because it's just fantastic. And this is by the Associated Press, and this is just a fantastic thing. Also,
and this is what we like to see instead of the whole BS who's screwing around and trying to make it difficult for us. Oh, wait, we didn't get to the end yet. So I maybe should hold back.
We haven't gotten to the end, Pink Hood. It's still, quite a lot of time. But The other thing is that we wanted to bring up the Medicaid. Right.
Yeah.
So
this is where the BS bullshit
comes in. This is where we can tackle some comedy. So fact is that
with facts.
With facts, right. We always like to back up our show with facts, ladies and gentlemen. Facts do a lot of good in the world. Facts are facts. Right? Right. Right.
Okay.
And anybody around this table will probably say wrong. If you say wrong, yeah, right. No, it's right. Not wrong. Right. So, fact is that, while Trump is trying to secure the border wall, that Mexican will not pay for the border wall. You know, other things are going on. Fact is that the court...
Now that he's trying to move to close the streets after handle Medicare and Medicaid for... And now there are groups gearing up to sue the administration, and I say, hell to the yes.
Have at it. Because honestly, we're right behind you.
And there are legislations that prevent it.
But
like Chris mentioned, because we spoke about it, the only state that is jumping on board is Kentucky. Anyone from Kentucky who's listening, you should be upset with whomever is in office and who allowed this to happen.
But we all know who's from Kentucky.
Yes, we do.
Who is it? What is his name?
Matt Bevin. Yes.
No.
Yes, he's the governor of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Basically rubber stamped it.
But who issued it? It was Matt Bevin, but also
Mitch McConnell
must have had something to do with it.
No, it was Bevin. It was
Bevin.
Yeah.
It's Bevin time. Bevin.
So Mr. Bevin, Governor Bevin, who is also a Republican.
He is
no
a Republican.
He's quote said able-bodied people are essentially getting free health care without contributing to society. Is he a freaking idiot? Because you can't, until you're on it and you've been through it, it's not just people with disabilities. Have you ever thought that part-time workers who don't make $20, $40, $50, $100 an hour can't afford health care? Because guess what? You're not only hurting people with disabilities, but hurting a lot of other people who have no choice in going through the marketplace. They have to go through this. So
No. When you say Medicare, right?
Or Medicaid,
Medicaid.
Both hand in hand.
Right. But when you say Medicaid, all right, let's detail what this means for people on Medicaid, all right? If you're in Kentucky, you will go to a small hut in the town square. You will put your name on a paper. You will wait for what feels like an eternity. They will call your number, and then they say, what can we do for you? Now, if you reply one of the following things, you're screwed. If you don't reply anything, you're still screwed. So don't worry about the screwed part.
Okay, Redhead. We're forgetting one thing.
Under law, the
state waivers must be promoted as projectives to the program. And the Democrats have been arguing that which their objectives won't be met because of these requirements. These people
of course
will
they won't be met.
Will will be kicked off of the program because of the lack of job improvement. Or they're arguing, Trump administration is saying that, they're saying jobs have improved. So then you're not. So you're saying that everyone who's on Medicare and Medicaid have to work, but if you're not in their shoes and not know what and don't know what their conditions are and don't even have a, and you're not in that field, you're a freaking businessman. How in the hell are you going to understand what people need? Because people will freaking lose coverage.
But Pink Hood, we know this.
Yes.
This is why I was trying to tell people about the hut in the square that they should go to. So can I continue about the hut in the square? I think so. So, Driz, say you and I went to the hut in the square and you had no Medicaid coverage, but you won Medicaid coverage, right? So you stood in line, right? You got the number, right? With a million other immigrants, right, who are begging for coverage, right?
Right.
Right. And you said, they said, way in line, right? You'll get escorted to a cubicle. The cubicle woman will say, have you previously been on Medicaid before? Have you previously been on Medicaid? And you would say either yes or no. Can I have some bank statements to do this? Yes, you can. Upon reviewing your bank statements, Mr. Driz, where is your employment of work? You list your employment of work. Do you have any representation? Yes, you have representation. Do you have this? Yes. Do you have any death certificates? No. Do you have any ailments? Yes, I do. I have a peanut allergy. Okay, so you have a peanut allergy. Do you have any other mental faculties? No, you don't. Okay, then. This is what they do to you, folks. This is what they do to you.
All the questions.
And suddenly you...
personal detail of your life.
Right. And you suddenly feel like you're on a witness protection program for the insane.
Yeah, at that point, I would just feel violated.
Violated with your clothes on.
Yeah, just with my clothes on.
I'll just
compelled to walk out.
Yeah, I mean, compelled to. But but then also they ask you, oh, by the way, are you collecting any government benefits? And you have to say yes or no, right? And if you are, lovely for you. But also, the fact is that if they get stripped away and the only one state in the union is actually saying, oh yes, we have the broad authority under the current law to allow states to make changes to those waivers. Well,
that's bullshit.
That's
bullshit, in my opinion.
That's just stupid. Shortly after the National Health Program law issued a press release and saying that litigation is expected to the approval because it violates federal law. So, Kentucky, Mr. Bevin, Mr. Republican, Mr. I don't give a shit about my state, of which there are 500? No. 8,000? No. 32,000?
No.
Probably way more than that. Okay? So, Mr. Irresponsible Governor, yes, this is us calling you out. Congratulations, you've been called out by the first satirical podcast that is written by people with disabilities, done by people with disabilities, and a lot more with people with disabilities. Now, if you so much as say, if you don't say that, like, either one or two things has to happen. One, you have to take back that rubber stamp, okay? Two, you then have to say, oh, it was my mistake, and issue a public apology to the entire state of Kentucky. And that will go down extremely well, because Mary Poppins isn't shoving codeine down your throat, is it? I mean, seriously. The fact is, objectives, the only objectives you should be taking are not from our idiot president, but from your higher up.
Well, then again, who would take subjections from our idiot president?
Nobody.
Moron in chief.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Nobody. I mean, the fact is, the Medicaid waiver granted Kentucky to allow state's requirements for certain adults to complete 80 hours a month of community engagement activities such as work, education, job skills training, or volunteering. Now, this makes my wheels turn, and in the 13 minutes we have left, I'm not going to go on a rant, but I'm going to say I am extremely disgusted because, one, you don't know whether who's on jobs,
what their conditions are, too.
And even if they listed them, they wouldn't be able to tell you jack shit. Or maybe they would. We don't know. We can't speculate.
Right.
But we can only say that most people who are on this, okay, do have work, do have education, do have job skills training, and they do volunteer. Some of them may be senior citizens. Some of them may not be. But, dear God, they love their Medicare program.
People have rights. And you can't
right.
take that away.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the state officials' waiver will lead over 95,000 fewer people on Medicaid, and about 350,000 Kentuckians will be subjected to community engagement requirements. Okay.
That's bullshit.
Mr. Bevins, congratulations. You have your second warning. Now, the two things that I hate more than anything is, one, a governor who has no fucking qualifications telling me what to do. Two, I'm not a Kentuckian. I'm a Brit. But seriously, if my person, if my idiot president tells me what to do, I'm not going to say, I don't give a shit about you. Okay? Number three, if I'm going to give a shit about you, there must be a reason for me to give a shit about you. Does y'all agree? And this
yeah, I agree.
Do you agree? Do you agree?
I agree with that.
Pinkhood.
I agree.
Johnny?
There's no
excuse. Who is this? The administration is an idiot.
Now,
has no qualification whatsoever.
Exactly. Which means that c'est la vie, Harry Houdini cannot pull him out of a rabbit out of a hat this time. However, and lead 95,000 people to a watershed and make them drink it.
Right.
Come on! You fucking moron!
It's called no go. You're causing putting people in harm's way.
Even the Department of Health would say, are you fucking stupid? Are you fucking dumb? You're dumb, right? Is there a huge thing saying shithole president? Obviously there's that. But also shithole governor? Come on.
Come on.
Stop the bullshit. Just stop the bullshit. That's all you have to do, Mr. Bevin. Stop the bullshit. Okay, they named you governor for a reason. Not, I'm going to hack away in chief for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Another governor with no morals or values
whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm sure... I'm absolutely sure that your mother wouldn't approve if she was on Medicaid or not.
How about you? His mother would go up to his face and slap him for making such dumb decisions.
No, she would do more than that. But again, we don't know Mr. Bevin's mother. All due respect to Mrs. Bevin, but we don't know you. But we're just trying to protect your interests. Fact is that, honestly, the fact is let the losses fly around town. Let the country...
That will be... That
we will fill you in.
We'll keep this article open for further developments, because...
If we do have further developments, we will let you know. Of course we will let you know. The fact is that these are centers for Medicaid and Medicare services. The huts that in the squares, those are centers. Those are government-regulated centers. Centers, and they keep a very tight budget. So, I don't think that it was a good thing for you to pass legislation when fact is that let the court battle go on. And we will be following to see what happens. And yes, we will bring you updates as they happen, if they happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I say more power to those who are staying up to them. Is God, we have to hold them accountable.
It's not even the fact that we have to hold them accountable. They have to answer. And if they don't answer...
The basic questions and do something productive that benefits the people of America.
Exactly.
If you can't do your job,
just
be voted out. That's it.
Right. If you can't do your job...
Right.
Be voted out.
Exactly.
In fact, we're seeing all that already with sudden increase in Democrats being elected.
Just let's put them on a roll. That's what I say.
Exactly. You know.
Because
and then we all thought that the only Democratic Party was dead. Nope, it's not dead. It's just in the beginning stages of a new birth.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, the fact is that we care. Yes, we care. Leave it to us to be like, okay, it's fine. No, it's not fine. It's not
we
fine.
We see what's going on here, and we don't like it.
And if
quite
next
frankly,
Monday... Right. If next Monday, right... We hear that this is still going on, and no doubt it will be. We will be reporting on it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have other stuff planned for the idiot in chief upcoming.
Yes, we
do. But
fact is
that we have stuff in the UK. We have stuff about non-actors with disabilities. Okay, that's a big thing for us. But also.
Yes.
We have, local lawsuit as part of a border for, we have all sorts of stuff. Okay? This is...
Yes, we do.
This is all stuff. But, fact is that shit is going down. Shit is going down.
Shit's getting real. Shit's getting real, and we're here to get names.
And we warned you. We warned you. We did warn you. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Tell you, but listen.
We tried to tell you. You weren't listening. Listen.
Well, we told you so.
We told you so. Exactly. We told you so. We told you that we were not going to back down this season. We meant it. Now, if you want to write us, we have a contact email, which is contact.amcpress@gmail.com. If you want to Twitter us, AMC Press News, I believe.
And TCS Pod.
And TCS Pod. We are always up for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna do this? We're ready for it. Bring it on. You know, we'll try to answer as many questions as possible. But Under no circumstances will we ever defray from the comedy of the situation, and the comedy of the Medicare situation is it happens every day. Every day, somebody goes into a hut and says, I've got Medicaid, I've got Medicare, and comes out with a form about the arm length long.
And sometimes even longer.
And sometimes even longer. Right. And, oh, do you have this? Do you have that? Now, besides being violated on paper, they're now violated in the government records. Every day somebody gets violated. It's almost every day. Who do I have to screw to get violated? Oh, yes, I know, the government. And then the government's response is, we don't need you. Excuse me? Okay, I'm still waiting outside your center. Now what? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Nightmare.
Yeah, can I help you? Yes, I just wanted to... And even before you can get a word
out. They won't listen to anyone until it's too late.
Of course. That's what the lie is. That's the lie, ladies and gentlemen. And it's taking place... It's now taking place in Kentucky. It will take place everywhere else. Hopefully this lawsuit can stop it.
They won't listen until the horse is already out of the stable.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And running away.
Right, exactly. Now, call your senators, call your government. Mr. Bevins, we invite you to come on the show and explain yourselves, because we will take you down. We're not afraid to. Let's go.
There's no more reason for that.
We gave out our email address. But we have to go for tonight.
Yes, we do.
And we will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.